USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary's request to testify on Ford's allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. Now, there was a lot of back and forth regarding who should actually testify first. Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard University, says this is a no-brainer on who should testify first.
Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined.
Saturday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said treacherous floodwaters are still threatening the state more than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall there. Cooper said that 9 of the state's river gauges are at major flood stage and 4 others are at moderate flood stage. The governor also urged residents of southeastern North Carolina to stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued an order for a recall of hundreds of pounds of beef jerky. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The ready-to-eat teriyaki beef jerky products may contain extraneous material, specifically small pieces of hard metal. Foreign matter was found in a 4-ounce plastic pouch labeled Bucky's Hill Country brand teriyaki beef jerky by a consumer last week. Officials have tracked the material back to Junior Smokehouse Processing Plant in El Campo, Texas. Consumers who have purchased these products are being warned not to consume them.
A Michigan mother arrested after stealing her teen daughter's cell phone as a form of discipline has been vindicated. The woman was charged with theft of the phone after her ex-husband called the police on her. The woman said she was disciplining her daughter, who got in trouble at school. Forecasters are keeping their eye on Tropical Storm Kirk, although currently it's moving west across the eastern Atlantic and doesn't pose any threat to land. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Just over a month ago, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb announced approval of the first generic version of EpiPen, which is used to treat life-threatening allergies. Gottlieb was asked what sort of response he's received since the drug has been approved.
We've got a lot of response from parents and some directly to my mailbox, but this is a what we call a complex drug. It's hard to copy. And so for a long time, no one was able to bring a copy of this drug to the market. We've invested a lot of resources in trying to create a pathway for copies of these complex drugs to come to market. So this is one indication, I think, of the success we're having. There are going to be other complex drugs, generic drugs that are coming to market that's a result of some of the things we've set in motion.
Gottlieb was then asked why Mylan does have a monopoly on the EpiPen.
Well, there's been some scientific obstacles to developing copies and proving that the copy drug is the same as a branded drug when it comes to these hard-to-formulate drugs like a drug-device combination. There's certain other drugs within this category. We've now been able to surmount some of the scientific hurdles. We've invested a lot of resources in it, a lot of new policy development to lay out to generic companies how they can potentially copy these drugs. So that's created more opportunity for product competition. With EpiPen in particular, there was a product competition issue. You needed a competitor in the market. Mm-hmm. There was also a pricing issue, and the department and the secretary are doing a lot to address drug pricing to make that more competitive as well. I'm working on product competition, mm-hmm. getting more products into the market. He's been working on trying to change the way drugs get priced in the market to make that more competitive as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.